Gentleman who had three goals, three assists, led the charge offensively for the Rush in Game 1, their leading scorer all year long with their franchise record 115 points and 53 goals. Mark Matthews joins us. Mark, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am excellent. Now, did you win a championship in junior?
Yeah, I won two of them.
Okay, so the feeling of winning, it never gets old, and I'm assuming as you get to the pro ranks and the competition's harder, it might be even better.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be pretty sweet to win a championship here if we're lucky enough to do so.
Does your mind switch between, okay, we got to focus, but every now and then does the thought of victory creep in?
Oh, yeah. We're, me and just laying in bed here with Churchy, and you know, we're just talking about a little bit that how cool it would be to, you know, to win and to win at home. And just every so often you just kind of, you know, text a guy or somebody said something about what it would be to win.
Yeah, it would, and obviously, you know, the first game, I would say you guys pretty, you know, have to be happy with your performance, really, from start to finish. You know, an unlucky goal, an own goal, that doesn't happen very often in lacrosse. But were you, can you look at all the games you've played as a member of the Edmonton Rush? Was that maybe the most complete game as far as execution on the offensive and defensive end?
Definitely defensively. You know, when you watch those guys perform down there, it's scary to know that. You know, when those guys want to play hard, it's pretty tough to beat them. You know, they only got a couple, maybe two, three power play. I mean, 5-on-5 goals with, you know, a few transition goals and some, you know, some special team stuff that goes in. But you know, our offense, you know, early in the game we weren't great, but when we just stick to our systems and you know, you chip away at a goalie and get good shots. So we were lucky enough to do that.
So offensively, you score 15 goals. Now, I know a few of those came in transition. So, Mark, as a member of the offense, what do you feel then you need to do to ensure you guys carry the cup on Friday night?
We just have to, you know, not take offensive penalties and just stick to our system of, you know, moving our feet and getting good shots. And when we're getting good shots, it's we're tough to stop with, you know, some great shooters on our offense. And when they're shooting well, it's pretty scary.
When you watch the film from all season long, do you expect Toronto's defense to do something different on Friday that they didn't do in Game 1?
I would assume they do the same things as, you know, what they've done all year, maybe with the exception of a couple little things. But you know, their defensive, you know, their coaching staff and their systems are pretty good. We just, you know, happen to break a couple of them you know, midway through that game and get some good looks where, you know, we take it to the net and, you know, Church gets a diving goal and Benny gets a close one. And most of our goals are on the outside. So they just have to, you know, sharpen up. I'm sure, you know, Miller or whoever's in net, Rosie, I'm sure they'll be playing well again tonight. And we just have to solve them early.
The one thing I noticed was that they didn't really pressure you guys, the ball carrier, when he gained the line in the offensive zone. And you know, once set the Rock defense, they didn't really pick up the late guys coming into the play at all very well. And obviously on the scouting report, that's something you guys picked up on. Do you think they'll alter that? And how different is it if a defense pressures the guy coming across the line?
Yeah, I would assume that they would maybe put a little more pressure on late in that fourth quarter and late in the third. They're pressing a little bit more, and it makes it a little harder on our, you know, our defense, because they, you know, they work so hard on D, and they now have to, you know, struggle to get a ball out of their stick and get it to us, who, you know, we don't do a great job of getting on the floor very fast and taking that ball and taking charge and getting on the floor, and we have to do that tonight or tomorrow night if we want to win against a, you know, pressure D. And you know, as of, you know, their late guys coming in, you know, they like to run the floor and get up and out, so they're, you know, they're kind of more looking to, you know, put the ball on the floor and cause turnovers and run the other way, which, you know, we have to eliminate those turnovers and get ourselves back to the bench as hard as we can.
Mark Matthews, leading scorer for the Rush, joins us. Game 2 of the Champions Cup goes tomorrow. You can get tickets, or, of course, if you can't go, you can watch it on TSN 1 and 4. Did you notice in film that Toronto, if you brought in a late guy, like the fifth offensive guy coming into the set, that often they didn't pick him up right away, and that's where guys can get good looks?
Yeah, that's like I was saying, when they keep that guy floating sometimes, you know, high and up in the top to, you know, hopefully get up and out. You can put, you know, the Marshall and the Damon Edwards up somewhere where, or Brody Merrill's, that they can get up and out very fast. And we just capitalized on, you know, those late guys going right through the middle. And that's just, you know, our coaching staff, you know, preaching that we need to go hard. It doesn't matter if you're the first guy going on the floor or the last guy. We have to, you know, run hard and get ourselves into the, you know, the dirty areas to score goals.
The scouting report, at least from some of the shots were taken, was go upstairs on a goaltender, Mark. How different is it, the release point, if you're shooting upstairs from over the shoulder or on the side? How does that change for you?
It's definitely a lot easier to shoot it overhand and go up high than it is to, you know, shoot a sidearm. It's, you know, not many people can say they're very accurate with a sidearm shot, and I was pretty lucky to get one to go far side on Miller. I don't think he knew it was coming or didn't see it through. Like one of those guys that you know, just kind of floats in the middle there, their defenseman, and it snuck by him. But you know, the more accurate shot for, you know, our team, a lot of guys, they shoot overhand, and I think that's why we have so much success.
Have you noticed lately, are more defensemen, you know, putting their bodies in shooting lanes, or is it just a coincidence? Because it sure seems like there's more, you know, I would call them inadvertent block shots. I'm not sure guys in lacrosse with that little of padding are purposely trying, but are you noticing it as a shooter that guys are putting themselves in different positions than maybe even 2 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. You know, knowing my first year having, you know, having played, and I just don't remember people getting in, you know, shooting lanes, but, you know, there's guys on our team like Mitski and the Rubishes and stuff there, you know, that's their job to, you know, on man down and stuff. They take away that far post and give, you know, give Boldy the short side and the five hole. And when those guys are doing stuff like that, it's pretty insane. But, you know, the guys, you know, Calgary has some guys in the Harnets and they like to jump in front. They do it on purpose. So those guys are, in my opinion, pretty nuts.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, as a guy who has maybe one of the hardest shots in the league, you know, in hockey, people used to think, well, I might waste one at the goalie's head to rattle him. Would you waste one into a defender's chest to say, well, if you want to block the shot, you're going to pay the price?
I wouldn't say it's, you know, purposely just try to hit the guy. But, you know, at the same time, I'd rather get the shot on net, right? You can't score if it doesn't make it to the net. But, you know, sometimes late in 30s and stuff, you know, if guys are whacking you late in games and stuff and you know the game's over with, I'm sure a lot of guys have done it. I've done it in the past, but it's not something that, you know, at this stage in the game where we're trying to waste shots hitting guys, you know, away from the play. We're trying to put them all on net and get as many as we can on the net and hopefully as many as we can in the net.
Now, Mark, I know you're not a very vocal guy on the floor. At least you've told me your teammates you're not a real big chirper. But Jeremy Thompson likes to. He can fire up the other team. Even your backup goaltender, Mr. Carlson, is he that quick-witted that even from the bench, because I saw a Toronto guy going after him, and I think you were the closest guy there, so you had to give him a shove. Is Carlson, is his tongue that quick?
I don't know. I don't really hear him down that other end, but he's definitely pretty funny and pretty vocal in practice and in the locker room and stuff. And he's definitely a guy that no one really ever tells to shut up. So he's, like I said, he's pretty funny. And I'm sure what he did there to Damon was, you know, whatever he said or whatever he did, I'm sure it warranted Damon to slash him there. So, you know, I just had, like you said, I was the first guy in there. I had to give him a whack.
Mark Matthews joins us, leading scorer for the Rush. They take on the Toronto Rock tomorrow night, 7:30 at Rexall Place. An opportunity to hoist the Champions Cup. You're only in year three, Mark, and you know last year you guys were 16-2 in the favorite, and you didn't get it done. You know, opportunities like this don't come around very often. And just talk about the importance of not giving Toronto any life and closing it out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's our, you know, the first 5 minutes we talked about that even in the locker room after the game. There, we had to. And we had we struggled for the first five, you know, before that first TV timeout there last week in Toronto, and they jumped up to a 2-0 lead, and you know, and that's their, you know, that's what their game plan obviously was, to come out, you know, they came out hitting and running, and we just needed to weather the storm there for a bit, and I think, you know, this game, you know, tomorrow night it'll be the same way. They're going to come out flying, you know, the whole game. I think, you know, they're, you know, they'll be running the balls as much as they can, and knowingly that, you know, they can't get too many good shots on our defense. And you know, knowing that, you know, they have to run the floor to beat you know, some of our slower offensive guys down the floor and to the bench, where it's, you know, us offensively, we have to get off and just hope you know, our D can take care of the game for us.
Do you have any extra family members coming in for this game and the opportunity to see you win the championship?
Yeah, my mom and dad are coming in tomorrow morning. They, you know, they land tomorrow and they'll be here all weekend. So hopefully we can, you know, get it done Friday and have a nice, you know, weekend in Edmonton to celebrate.
Well, Mark, congratulations on a successful season thus far, and best of luck tomorrow night trying to hoist your first ever Champions Cup.
Thank you.